Well, it's all about the vaccine at the moment. We're reading all about it, hearing all about it, and certainly the respondents to our poll this morning of 100% said, yep, ready, willing and able. So we thought we'd catch up and find out what the local situation is in Central Victoria with Dr. Andrew Mahoney, the Clinical Director of Public Health for Bendigo Health. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much.
I'm going to ask the big question. Do you think we'll be seeing the vaccine today in Bendigo?
I don't think today, to be honest, but I think at the start of March, so not far away.
All right, that's good to hear, because the rumour mill's been hitting, banging hard about to roll out today, but thanks for giving us that, that answer.
So, obviously, from your perspective and from the ongoing perspective of the general public, an exciting time and a great time coming up.
Yes, look, it's a great opportunity to be rolling out an amazing public health intervention, something we've been waiting for more than a year now, and it's just around the corner.
This is you're an infectious diseases physician, I understand. Now, this is really your subject matter, presumably. It's been a busy year for you, no doubt.
Yes, it has been quite a busy 12 months or more now. So I'm really looking forward to this. It's a great event for all of us.
And do we know exactly how the logistics of the rollout are going to take place?
Yes, we've been working very hard for the Lodamelin region over the last couple of months in that space. And it is complicated because the Pfizer vaccine in particular has an ultra-cold storage requirement. But we've got our heads around that. We've got the right freezer. We've got the right eskies and so on. We've got all the right temperature monitoring. We've got a team of immunisers. So the logistics are all coming together as we speak. And it is complicated, but most people are not going to have to worry about the complexities behind the scenes, but it's been a huge amount of work going on.
You mentioned the Pfizer vaccine, the AstraZeneca, which has also been approved. Is that going to be coming to Bendigo as well, and do people get a choice?
It'll definitely be coming to Bendigo. Both vaccines will be coming to all parts of Victoria, let alone Australia. As far as the choice goes, well, the luxury is that we're not actually going to need to have a choice. There's a very few exceptional people who might have an allergy to one ingredient in the vaccine, but as far as the choice goes, it's kind of choosing between a vaccine that prevents people getting sick and dying from COVID and a vaccine that also prevents people getting sick and dying from COVID. So from that point of view, there's a lot going around about numbers and effectiveness and efficacy and so on, but it boils down to both vaccines are actually extremely effective at stopping us from getting sick and needing to go to hospital.
Yeah, I might be sort of Captain Obvious here, but I mean, I know that by other vaccine standards for other diseases, this has been done very quickly, and there probably still are, in terms of pregnant women and that sort of thing, there are still a few sort of questions about it, but at the same time, we wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't safe, would we?
Oh, that's exactly right. And you're right, there's obviously still some groups who are not necessarily included in the clinical trials early on for obvious safety reasons, but we're now seeing overseas hundreds of millions of doses having been given. So we can be very confident around the risks, but also both the vaccines that are coming.
How do you feel about people that are saying don't have the vaccine? I know you might not be able to comment, but what does that say to you when you hear that?
Oh, it makes me think of why an individual has made that particular decision. How did they reach that conclusion? Some people have already decided that before they've become aware of the evidence and the benefits, so it's hard to reach those people. But there are the people who have been perhaps influenced by others, and we've got an opportunity to get the message out about how safe these vaccines are, actually, and to look at why we're doing this, look at where we've been over the last year, and this is one of the ways out of this, the whole COVID situation.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, too, I mean, if Bill Gates is going to stick something in my head, in my brain, it's probably only going to be able to do some good anyway. So.
Yes, well, I should add that there aren't any things like that in the vaccine, but probably in your mobile phone there are other things that will be monitoring you all the time. So.
Hey, tell me, Doctor, how do people go about organising to get it? What are the logistics there? Do you just roll up to your GP? How does that sort of work?
Look, at this stage, it's just the Pfizer vaccine that's actually available, and when I say available, it's not quite, as we talked about at the start, it's not quite here yet, but it will be very soon. So the Pfizer vaccine is going to be delivered to the what we call phase 1A group of people, which is really the people at highest risk of getting exposed to COVID. So at this stage, that's not the general public, so everyone can sit back and take a breather, see what happens in the next couple of weeks. But the AstraZeneca vaccine will certainly be available to the general population. And again, it'll be stages. There'll be groups of people who'll be going first. It's a bit like a queue. We're all going to be in the queue And it's just a matter of when our spot in the queue comes up as to when we'll actually have the opportunity to get vaccinated. So It's going to take some time to get through everybody, actually, and but for the time being, there's no need for people to rush out and see their GPs or their immunisation specialists, but that opportunity will come up. We think there's going to be an invitation system for the Pfizer vaccine that's really being rolled out as we speak in Melbourne, and we'll be tacking on with that as well.
Do you think it's interesting that as a percentage of where we are in the journey, do you think, from when it started? Is this at the end of the beginning or the beginning of the end? Or where are we, do you think, before everyone's pretty much covered with a vaccine as best they can be?
Yes. Oh, we've got to remember that what we're dealing with is a virus that keeps changing, and it's going to keep changing. And while we might think we have it covered once we've got a large percentage of the population vaccinated, things can obviously change. And so it may be that we end up having to have a routine vaccine every year for COVID and having tweaking whichever vaccine seems to be doing the best job. And things are going to change. It is rapidly changing as we speak. There's new data coming out every day, and some of the recommendations that we've made have had to change along the way too. So I think that will keep happening.
Well, Doctor, fantastic work that you and all of your colleagues and all of the frontliners have been doing, are doing, will be doing, and we appreciate you taking the time to have a chat this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.
Dr. Andrew Mahoney from the Bendigo Health. He's the Clinical Director of Public Health there.